Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Yuka Ogasawara. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. With a name like that, you must be Japanese.
Yes.
Excellent. We're here, well, we're actually in London, actually. I've just done a koshu tasting sponsored by yourself and some other people. And we're going to be talking, well, first of all, this show, we're going to talk about Japan as a wine producing country, because it's one of those countries people don't normally think of. And then maybe next week we'll talk about koshu grape, which is the native grape to Japan. Would that be about?
Koshu?
Yes.
Yes.
It is a native grape.
Yes.
Japanese wine, I would say a lot of my listeners probably haven't had Japanese wine before. Is Japan a big producer of wine?
Not so big. Quite small wine producing country.
Do you know how much wine they produce, roughly?
About 200 wine producers, but increasing.
Okay, and they're increasing, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. And are they all based in the same area, or are they, what sort of wine regions do you have in Japan?
Yamanashi is the main wine region, but now, for example, Nagano Prefecture, Hokkaido.
Yamanashi, I was looking on a map, that looks like it's quite close to Tokyo.
Yes, 1.5 hours it takes. Yeah.
It's not too bad. And I saw some beautiful pictures of it in the foothills of Mount Fuji.
Yes.
So Mount Fuji is quite a famous mountain in Japan, isn't it?
Yes. The highest and the shape is perfect.
Yeah. Mm. It's a volcanic mountain, though, isn't
it? Yes, dear.
Yes, okay. Yamanashi, that's the main wine producing region?
Yes, main wine producing region. Yeah, yeah, and a very historical wine region.
Mm. Oh, okay, why is that?
Because the first wine producer established first winery in Yamanashi.
Oh, when? How long ago?
120, about.
120 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it's been going for quite some time.
Mm.
What are the other two regions you mentioned?
Nagano?
Nagano.
Nagano is the next prefecture to Yamanashi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and mainly produce red wine.
Oh, okay.
From Merlot.
Merlot?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Big grape variety for...
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one was...
Hokkaido.
Hokkaido. Where's that?
The northeast area in Japan.
That's an island, isn't it?
Yes.
And what do they make?
Mainly white. Sometimes too cold to make wine, so mainly maybe hybrid or crossing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes the Riesling.
Riesling.
Sauvignon, also Kellner, do you know Kellner? Crossing grape variety.
Yeah, okay.
And also Pinot Noir, a little bit.
A little bit of Pinot Noir. The problem with Pinot Noir is that Pinot Noir is a grape variety. It's quite a thin-skinned grape variety.
Yes,
it's quite susceptible to the wet. And I was reading somewhere that the climate in Japan does suffer a little bit from the rain.
Yes, we have a lot of rain during harvest season. So it's quite difficult to make wine from Pinot Noir. Yeah, but, Japanese people love Pinot Noir.
No, I did not know that.
Because it goes well with Japanese cuisine.
Okay.
So many producers try to make wine from Pinot Noir. And the Hokkaido is very cool area region. So it's very good area to keep acidity.
Yep. Talking about this weather, I was reading somewhere I get confused between the monsoon season and the typhoon season. What's the difference between them and when do they occur?
Monsoon season, typhoon season?
Yeah.
In June, typhoon season. But the most important season for making wine is the season for harvest.
Yep.
So, but actually, in Japan, we have a lot of rain. During harvest season.
It rains a lot.
Yeah. So that's why we have a very big difference between good vintage and bad vintage.
Yeah. Mm. It's a lot of vintage variation depending on how much rain you get.
Yes.
I've just done a tasting of Japanese wines, mainly Kochu, but also some Cabernet Franc, some Tempranillo, Petit Verdot, even a little bit of Cab Sav there. So
I'd like to know your comment, your feeling.
Well, I quite like Petit Verdot and Cab Sav as grape varieties.
Ah, you know, actually, that wine got gold medal last year. Petit Verdot?
The Petit Verdot, And which competition?
Japan Wine Competition.
Oh, yeah.
For domestic wine.
Oh, okay, lovely. And it got a gold medal?
Yes, gold medal, also trophy.
Trophy, I did think it was quite good. You don't see many single varietal Petit Verdots.
Mm.
And I always think of Petit Verdot as being a sort of a hot climate grape variety.
Mm.
You know, it's a bit marginal in Bordeaux, whereas Bordeaux can ripen Cab Franc, no problems, can ripen Cab Sav pretty good. And then Petit Verdot, not so much because it sometimes doesn't ripen properly. But the Cab Sav I tried was a little bit green, but the Petit Verdot was lovely and ripe and lots of chocolate flavours in there and all sorts of good stuff. So it was quite a... I actually thought I preferred the Petit Verdot a lot to the Cab Sav. And the Cabernet Franc was... it just tasted like, a nice Loire Valley Cab Franc, Bouguer or something like that. Or Shannon. So I quite liked it.
Mm.
Are those grape varieties popular in Japan?
Yes, we drink a lot, but it's not popular to make wine from such grape varieties. You know, Akeno.
Producer?
Yeah, Akeno, no, area.
Oh, Akeno.
Yes, for Cabernet Franc.
Yeah.
Has the longest sunshine in the world, also very high altitude, about 700 meter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so big temperature difference. So very good wine region. Yeah, in Japan.
And that's part of the
for Petit Verdot, Katsunuma area. It's much hotter, warmer. The altitude is lower, but very good for Petit Verdot.
Are they part of the Minnichi prefecture?
Yes.
Okay, so the Yamanachi Prefecture has sub-regions, of which Akeno,
Katsunuma.
Are sub-regions, and they're the sort of red wine sub-regions.
And also Kochu too.
Oh, yeah, Kochu. Yeah. We'll get on to Kochu later on. The climates, you do get a typhoon season, you get a monsoon season, bit wet at harvest.
Harvest, we have a lot of rain.
Yeah, and so that gives you your vintage variation?
Yes.
Okay, what about geography? Like we were talking about, Fuji's a volcanic mountain. So do you find that you get a lot of, in Yamanishi, which is the main prefecture, is it volcanic soils?
Yes, volcanic clay soil, mainly.
So volcanic and clay soils. Okay, and the problem with clay soils usually is that they're very good at holding on to the water. They don't let the water penetrate. Yeah. So does that mean you get a lot of...
And that's why vine of Kochu, or not only Kochu, but also other grape varieties, the vine in Japan are very vigorous.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, so you've got quite vigorous vines. Does that mean you've got to do a lot of trimming to control it?
Yes.
So there's a lot of work.
So Mr. Misawa mentioned about the ridge system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was during
the aim is to prevent water.
Ponding. So the ridge system, do you want to describe that for us?
So the ridge system is to plant vines the top of small mountain. Reduce moisture.
Okay, so you've got, if you imagine, the way I think about it, and I don't know, you can tell me if it's right. So if you imagine a zigzag going up and down.
Yes.
With the vines on the top.
Yes.
And that way, if any water comes, it runs into the channels.
Yes.
And then away from the vine.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so that's quite a clever way of doing it. You know, I haven't seen that around before. So, and does it help, does it?
Yes, that's why the Cabernet Franc you tested, it must be very concentrated.
And the grape varieties, quite common in the rest of the world, is to use a thing called vertical shoot positioning, or VSP, people call it, where you've got some sort of branch or cordon or whatever you want to call it, and then the shoots go straight up. But I was reading somewhere that that's not common, that they use a pergola system.
Pergola system is, common.
Why is that?
Because originally Japan, we have a lot of rain, so we have enough water. So historically, we didn't need to make wine, historically. So that's why historically we made grapes for eating.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why the farmers, vigorous and the big bunch, such things are very important for farmers. So to make wine, farmers and the producers has to reduce volume. So now everything is changing, still very vigorous, and the harvest is quite big.
Yeah, pergola systems are quite often used in sort of high vigor, wet environments, because you need to minimize the amount of stuff getting to the grapes. And if you've got lots of branches coming off in a big vine, then the trunk is the sort of the limiting factor. So only a certain amount of nutrients can get up, and then they get spread to lots and lots and lots and lots of grapes. So that means that the nutrients in the water each grape gets is less, whereas in a vertical shoot positioning, there's not normally as many grapes. So each grape gets lots of nutrients, which can be a problem. But some of the nicer wines I tried were, one of them was that it was the Cabernet Franc, you're saying, was a vertical shoot positioning.
Oh, maybe all wines made from that you tasted today made from international grape varieties with VSP.
Oh, okay. Vertical,
yes,
they were.
Not the only one, Koshu, tasted today, Akeno Koshu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made with VSP system.
Oh, okay. So all the other koshis I tasted were pergolas, except for the Akerino, and then all the reds were VSP as well. Oh, okay. Over lunch, I was asking people about sort of the economics of it. Is produced grapes really an economically viable way of making money in Japan? Because Japan's a reasonably expensive country, and you're quite close to Tokyo, so I imagine it's quite expensive. Do you find that there's, can wine making and vine growing, etc., compete with other forms of agriculture and other forms of business?
Actually, Yamanashi doesn't have big land, so surrounded by mountain, so it's not suitable for making rice.
Okay.
Yeah, so farmers, producers trade a lot to make grapes. I don't think they can get a lot of money, but Koshu, not only Koshu, Japanese wines are very expensive.
How much would they retail in the UK, do you know?
UK?
Yeah.
£20?
Yeah. That's quite pricey, isn't it, for a wine?
Yeah, but at Marks and Spencer, maybe £13.
Yes, I heard. Is that the only Japanese wine that's common in the UK, the one at Marks and Spencer's?
Yes.
Yeah? So there are other wines, but they're more for the restaurant trade, aren't they?
Yes, but we can buy Koshu at Selfridge too.
Selfridges, yeah. Oh, okay, so Marks and Sparks, Selfridges, anywhere else?
Harvey Nicholas.
Harvey Nicholas as well. Oh, okay. Oh, very upmarket then, isn't it? Selfridges, Harvey Nicholas, and things. So that's all good. Okay, then. I think what we're going to do, Yoko, is we're going to finish it there. And next week, we'll have a chat about Koshu wines. All right?
Yes.